every time that that's come up, I have looked at it and said, you know, to get 23 feet of head, raise the dam 23 feet, that's going to cost a horrendous amount of money for environmental studies and permitting and engineering to raise the dam 23 feet, and the total payoff in electricity that we can generate with 23 feet might not justify it. And so I have in the past kind of poo-pooed the idea. And a very interesting thing happened is we were meeting on Lake Diana, and we had our one of our consultants come to town, and we said, you know, this thing with raising the Blue Lake Dam has come up again, and we want to look at it again. And Paul looked at me and said, why 365? And that is such an embarrassing question. I said, well, because that's what the original design was. Well, the original design isn't how big the canyon is. The canyon where the Blue Lake Dam sits goes all the way up to 425 feet. And so when he opened our eyes to the fact that you can raise it higher, all of a sudden expanding Blue Lake and raising the dam all the way to the top of the canyon with dam, all of a sudden Blue Lake expansion turns into a bigger project power-wise than Lake Diana at half the cost. Like I say, it's a bit embarrassing that I didn't see that.
Electrical system engineer Dean Orbison speaking at a work session with the Sitka Assembly last evening. The Blue Lake Dam is currently 342 feet high. Orbison said that the topography of the canyon might allow it to be raised to a total height of 425 feet, which would increase the surface area of the lake by 22%. The cost of the project would come in at around $50 million and add about 10 megawatts of generating capacity to Sitka's system. By comparison, Lake Diana is estimated to cost around $110 million and produce just over 6 megawatts of power. Orbison cited the structural integrity of the existing dam, the strength of the rock walls of the canyon, and environmental issues, such as harms to fish habitat, as limiting factors in the final size of the project. On the plus side, no new roads or transmission lines would be needed. Another attractive aspect of significantly expanding the Blue Lake Hydro facility is that Sitka consumers would see no increase in their electrical rates as a result of the construction. Bond debt for the Green Lake Hydro plant will be paid off in 2018, and Sitka could issue new bonds for a Blue Lake expansion without a rate hike. For Utility Director Charlie Walls, expanding Sitka's electrical capacity to meet rising demand while keeping rates down is a long-term priority. Here's part of what he said to the Assembly.
Basically, the energy consumption of Sitka has been essentially flat since the pulp mill shut down. It's been growing slowly, about 0.8% on average. But it's been pretty flat until just the last couple of years. And what's happened to us is the price of oil has shot up and consumers are making choices. And what they're choosing to do is to switch off the oil heater and turn on the electric heater. And our loads are up pretty significantly. We had sales increase in fiscal 07 of 7%, and we're up another 5% or so this year. So it's much stronger growth than what we've seen in the past. As we look out into the future, it's always a crystal ball thing, but as you look at this chart, we're trying to guess at what consumers may do in the future as well as Sitka's economic future. And we assume if Sitka is going to stay a reasonably healthy town, economically speaking, and if the price of oil continues to stay high or go higher, that we're going to see increasing demand for electric energy.
Wall said the crux of the issue is the price of oil, since it accounts for 80% of the energy consumed in Sitka, including fuels for cars and boats. He said his department was taking into consideration the likelihood that more and more people in Sitka will eventually want to displace oil with electricity. Wall's 15-page report is available online at the City of Sitka website. The report also includes a discussion of the role of energy conservation in meeting Sitka's future electrical needs, as well as alternative energy sources such as geothermal and wind power, which, unlike a major hydro project, can be developed in smaller, more affordable stages.